Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. And this episode we're going to talk about is heavy equipment mechanics. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to podcast. We take a lot of care of the items that is clear to us or to our business. For instance, heavy equipment. For instance, for the person who is the carpenter or plumber, he or she will be careful where he or she keeps all their tools of work. His work are his bread and butter, and if any equipment is not there in place, it may lead to a big problem for him. Similar, when it comes to construction business, heavy equipment are considered to be the most crucial of all other equipment that is used in the construction site. The operators just can't work if they find the machine out of order. They depend solely on the performance of the machine, and if the machine works, cannot be productive at all. If it does not work, it cannot be productive, and it hurts your bottom line. They are perhaps the first person to know if there is anything wrong with the machine. This is the moment that determines the longevity of the machine. If they act as very moment by getting in touch with a mechanic, they only help in increasing the life of the machine. Number one, detect a problem and act swiftly. Getting the hold of a mechanic to come into place only when you are able to detect a problem. Well, to detect a problem, an issue in the heavy equipment is no rocket science. The machine will itself give you enough indications, but if you are still compelled to work and ignore these indications, then you are inviting the problem for yourself. Therefore, it is crucial that you detect the problem and act swiftly. Do not pass up the work for the next day, because the next day you will again get busy with the work and once again pass it through, and eventually this will lead to a bigger complication in the machine, which may then go out of hand. You know, if there's a problem with the machine, take care of it immediately. Next, don't change mechanics as long as it really required. You know, keep the same mechanic that knows these machines. A competent heavy equipment mechanic are hard to get. So if your mechanic is a bit expensive, it should be not be the reason that you will start looking for another mechanic. A big time contractor and construction company pay a lot of money to get the services of a qualified and competent mechanic. They just do not care how much they are charging to get the machine up and running. It is because they understand the importance of those machines to their business and in order to get the heavy equipment fixed in no time that they have paid a good sum of money to have that mechanic. Also, you do not know the skill that the new mechanic with the heavy equipment. You know your previous mechanic. So it is recommended that you should refrain from taking such unnecessary and unwanted decisions to change your mechanic. And lastly, to try to learn the basic problem fixing techniques. You can experience similar types of problems multiple times on your heavy equipment. It makes ample sense to try and learn the few problems fixing the techniques so that you can resolve those basic issues that you often experience on your machine. You do not have to be a complete dependent on the mechanics for that purpose. In this way, you will also be able to save a good deal of money. You know, be good. Get yourself a good mechanic and keep them. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.